That a superheater for domestic hot water in geothermal. What a superheater is on a geothermal system, a small extra heat exchanger that grabs heat off the hot compressor discharge gas to preheat domestic hot water. Why it makes the most hot water in cooling season, and how to troubleshoot one that isn't producing. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, a superheater is a bonus on a lot of geo units. A small extra heat exchanger that skims heat off the hot compressor discharge gas and uses it to preheat domestic hot water. The compressor is already making a pile of hot, high-temperature discharge gas. The superheater taps the hottest part of that the superheat before the gas reaches the main condenser and hands that heat to the home's water heater. The result is partially free hot water, heat that would otherwise just go to the ground where the house gets diverted into the water tank. It's to superheat because it removes the superheat from the discharge gas, the extra heat above the condensing temperature, without disturbing the main refrigeration job much. How it works? That a superheater sits on the discharge line between the compressor and the main heat exchanger slash condenser. It's a double wall, vented water to refrigerant exchanger double wall for potable water safety. A small circulating pump moves water between the superheater and the domestic water heater tank. Hot discharge gas leaves the compressor carrying a lot of superheat. As it passes through the superheater, domestic water pumped from the water heater absorbs that superheat, cooling the gas toward its condensing temperature. The warm domestic water returns to the water heater tank, preheating it so the tank's own element slash burner has less work to do. The superheater pump typically runs only when the compressor is running and the tank actually needs heat. No compressor run, no superheater output. Cooling season is the sweet spot. In cooling, the geo unit is rejecting heat anyway, so heat pulled off for hot water is heat you wanted to get rid of, essentially free, and it slightly helps the cooling side too. In heating season, the superheater still works, but now it's stealing a little heat the unit is trying to put into the house, so the benefit is smaller. Many systems make the most superheater hot water in summer and run the conventional water heater more in deep winter. In the field, identify it. Look for a small double wall heat exchanger plumbed to the discharge line, a small pump, and two water lines running to the domestic water heater in and out. There's often a switch or control that enables it. Confirm it's producing. With the compressor running and the tank calling for heat, the superheater pump should run and you should see a temperature rise between the water entering and leaving the superheater. Feel slash measure the two water lines to the tank. One should be returning warmer than it left once the system's been running. If the compressor isn't running, the superheater makes nothing. That's normal. It's not a standalone water heater. Plumbing orientation matters. The superheater connects to the water heater in a specific way, drawing from and returning to the tank correctly. Reversed or air-bound connections kill performance. Confirm the pump has water, it's not dry slash airlocked, and the lines are correct. Normal values and targets. Output temperature. The superheater preheats water. It raises tank water meaningfully but is not meant to heat the whole tank to set point alone. The conventional water heater finishes the job, leaving water as warm, not necessarily full set point. Pump operation runs with the compressor when the tank needs heat, idle when the compressor is off. Best production. Cooling season rejected heat is free, reduced benefit in deep heating season. Coverage. And a superheater commonly offsets a significant share of annual water heating energy, when the system runs a lot more in cooling-dominated use, but it doesn't replace the water heater. Representative. Confirm against the unit's data and the install. Common faults and what they mean. No hot water contribution. Superheater pump not running, control disabled. Pump failed. Pump airlocked slash dry. No compressor runtime, or reversed slash airbound plumbing to the tank. Confirm the pump runs with the compressor and moves water. Pump runs, but no temperature rise. Airlocked pump. Plugged slash scaled superheater, or backwards plumbing, so it's not actually circulating tank water through it. Tank lukewarm, high water heating bills despite the superheater, pump slash control not enabling, or the geo simply isn't running enough mild weather, low load to contribute much. Verify operation before assuming a fault. Thermosiphoning slash heat loss, improper plumbing can let heat migrate the wrong way. Check the connection method. Scale build up hard water, reduces the superheater's heat transfer over time, a maintenance item like any waterside exchanger. Tech tips and gotchas. No compressor run equals no superheater output. That's normal. Customers expect endless free hot water. It only works when the geo is actually running. And it's a preheater, not a replacement water heater. It shines in cooling season. If a customer complains about weak superheater performance in midwinter, That's partly expected. In heating mode, it's competing with the heat the unit wants to send into the house. Airlocked as superheatator pumps are a top no output cause. A small pump that's lost its prime won't move water. The tank stays cold even though the geo runs. Purge it and confirm flow. Plumbing direction matters. Reversed and slash out connections to the water heater rack performance. Verify the connection method against how a superheater is supposed to tie into the tank. Double wall. Vented construction is a safety feature. It keeps refrigerant out of the potable water even if the exchanger fails. Don't substitute a single wall exchanger. Set the water heater thermostat sensibly. If the conventional water heater is set very high, it can satisfy before the superheater gets to contribute. The system is designed for the superheater to do the preheat and the tank to top off. Safety slash code notes. The superheater must use a double wall, vented heat exchanger to protect the potable water supply from refrigerant cross-contamination. Required by code. Never replace with single wall. Domestic hot water carries scald risk. Anti-scald slash mixing provisions and water heater temperature limits follow the applicable plumbing code. Refrigerant work. The discharge line exchanger follows EPA Section 608. Recover. Don't vent. Potable water connections may require backflow protection per the applicable plumbing code. Electrical. The superheater pump and controls are powered. Lockout slash verify dead before servicing.